Well, as I mentioned, today marks 40 years since State of Origin football was born. The first match played on July 8, 1980, with Queensland defeating New South Wales 20 points to 10 at the Old Lang Park. It was a Maroon side featuring Mal Meninga, the late Artie Beetson, and, of course, the King Wally Lewis. Since then, it's taken off and grown in leaps and bounds, and we've even seen it go interstate. Wally Lewis, well, he needs no introduction. He's got his own statue. They call him the King for a reason. And, of course, my colleague from Channel 9's Wide World of Sports is online right now. G'day, Wal.
How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm very, very well. It's a big birthday for State of Origin, and it's amazing, isn't it, mate? All those people that said that wouldn't work, I suppose they're probably sitting there thinking to themselves, gee, we got that one wrong.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's quite stunning, actually, that length of time has passed so quickly. But I think if there is a good point to it, we've got to enjoy some wonderful displays of rugby league through State of Origin. And it really did prove to be the saviour for representative football in Australia.
Well, I mean, that Queensland jersey was made famous by so many players, including your good self. But, you know, we go back to 1980, July 8, that famous vision of Arthur Beetson running onto Lang Park. I mean, Big Artie was the man who really got the ball rolling for Queensland, didn't he?
Oh, he certainly did too, you know. I know Ron McAuliffe had placed a bit of pressure on the side to be able to win the game, and Arthur, at 35 years of age, you know, produced one of those performances that is still spoken about by those lucky enough to watch the game live, and it created history, but it also created an opportunity for players to display their pride in representative football once again when it had sort of fallen away so badly.
And the sad part about it is, Wally, I mean, we should be at Suncorp Stadium tonight, Lang Park, getting ready for what may have been a State of Origin decider, but given the world we're living in at the moment, COVID-19, the Origin series being delayed to later in the year.
Yeah, you're quite shattering. Not everybody probably would, you know, want to talk about the year, of course, that State of Origin was pushed aside. But there's been plenty of other drama and horror times, you know, take place. But it'll come back. The Origin football will come back a little bit later. But you know, it's something that all I've been talking about today is that game in 1980 and some of the thrills and spills that took place in the game. And it was probably one of the first occasions, of course, that we saw players from the same club oppose each other and get to dislike each other over the colour of their jersey.
Well, it's a great day to celebrate State of Origin football. Wally, you are the king for a reason, mate, and we'll see you on the news desk tonight for Channel 9.
Good on you, mate. Thanks for that.
Good on you, mate. Wally Lewis, the king, the Queensland legend. So what are your memories of State of Origin over the years, folks? Were you one of those people that used to get down to Lang Park and cheer on the Maroons? And who were some of your favourite Queensland players? We'll certainly be having a chat about that later tonight on Wide World of Sports with Brad Fittler. But is the king your favourite? Can you nominate a few others? Gordon Tallis, Gene Miles. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Give me a ring this afternoon, 131873, and we'll celebrate 40 years of State of Origin football. On this day it was born, back in 1980 on July 8. Queensland beating New South Wales by 20 points to 10. And I'm assuming that a few people ringing this afternoon, they might be chanting this.